So enough of that Muppet sounds. Let's have something really good. This is Vice Grip, the disco dub mix by the J&B Kings. Welcome to PCP. It's PCP 688. It's me, Pete Cogle. And for those of you listening live, hello. I know I've got Tamo up there in Scotland and he's walking through the woods and he's listening to this. How weird. How weird. Anyway, he's listening via YouTube, which is rather nice because I'm now streaming via YouTube and by Facebook. I'm not sure who's going to come on Facebook as yet, but I've got a couple of people in the hearthis.at live stream as well. So welcome to you. What did we just hear? We just heard J&B Kings. Now, if you don't know who J King is, that's Jesse King. That's someone you might know because I've played him several times or several hundred times probably before. Goes by the name of Dubmatics when he plays dub, but his father and him are both great great musicians, and they have a show that they put out live in Toronto in Canada, and it's very funky, and that is their other alter ego. So the both of them there, father and son, playing some funk. That was called Brother, album's called Brother Strut, and the track was called Vice Grip. Grip and brackets disco dub mix. So yes, it was a good start to the show. What does Tamo say? Tamo says he reckons like he sounds like a song from Gran Turismo from Will I Am, or from William. I presume it's Will I Am, which I've never heard, but it certainly had me going, and it reminded me at the very start of Papa's Got a Brand New Bag or Pig Bag by Pig Bag, which is another great track. Another great track indeed. Let's get moving with the next track. This is some drum and bass, but not as you've ever heard it before. The artist is called Gatien, and the track is called Magie. Excellent stuff. That was Gatien on a track called Magie. It comes out on the La Souterraine record label, which I've been playing quite a lot of recently. And I found that, and it was rather good. And it's not the sort of thing you normally hear with drum and bass. Normally it's can be quite harsh, but I thought that was quite lush. Very nice indeed. Now, here's a track that reminds me of my son. He used to, when he was very little, he was almost told he couldn't come up. He couldn't get up out of bed until it was light. So he used to waddle into the bedroom and poke me in the arm very early in the morning and say, "Sun's up." And I'd say, "I can see that."
questions in my mind. Because life is too short and we don't stay young, but we do grow old as the time moves on. Of these moments that we all have to hold on. Ooh, yeah, now I say life is too short and we don't stay young, but we do grow old as the time moves on. These moments that we all have to hold on. Ooh, yeah, and I say wake me up, son. Wake me up, son. Wake me up, son, when the morning comes. They'd have to learn the hardest way. Well, some get shot and stabbed and killed, and some die at birth against their will. Said I wanna live to see one single day. Well, yeah, now I say some people live their lives and just complain. But these are the people they'd have to learn the hardest way. Well, some get shot and stabbed and killed, and some die at birth against their will. I just wanna live one single day. Oh yeah, and I say wake me up, son. Ooh, wake me up, son. Ooh, wake me up, son, when the morning comes. Ooh yeah, now I say wake me up, son. Ooh, wake me up, son. Ooh, wake me up, son, when the morning comes.
Wake Me Up, Son. Rather marvellous. Wake Me Up by Natural Heights. That's a band I've been playing an awful lot of. I love that track. I first played it in 2011. Absolutely fantastic. And does remind me, as I say, of very early days with my son, who's now 30. So he doesn't do that anymore. Anyway, we got some other people in the stream, in the YouTube stream, which is quite nice. And I think that might be all to do with Tamo. And you've got someone called Psych149. I'm not quite sure who Psych149 is, but I think he might go also by the name of Mish. Mish? I'm not quite sure who that is. But anyway, he was asking, anything to do with yogurts? I have no yogurt tracks, I'm afraid, but I do have this one. You said you like cherry yogurts. This is Hammerblow from the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Out after two nights down, they call me John Doe the 74. Hitchhiking back to the mission we swung in when a red car opened the door. The little geezer, a local Caesar in the movement since the crash. He gave us lunch with his union bunch who get their windows smashed, but never their hopes dashed. Hey, we'll glory by the one big hammer blow to your ground. One big hammer blow. Hey, we'll glory by the one big hammer blow to your crown. Hey, gonna knock on down, swinging one big hammer blow. bridge, the night watchman was on patrol. He kicked us out of the bushes and said, go get a couch with the Brothers of Soul. And if you need them, they even feed them at the public garden walls. With the wink, we haven't gone extinct on that chain of our Mars and Pablo.
Hey, we're glory bound. A one big hammer go to your ground. Hey, gonna knock them down, swinging one big hammer to blow.
We'll do a prayer from the midnight lamp from out of dingy Chinatown. Out in the fog, you can hear that horn a shake the lonely room with sound. Up in the hall is a bullock shaman from the Spanish Civil War.
One Big Hammer Blow by the Cherry Poppin' Dandies. Now, I haven't heard that track for a long time. And so, that's one of the sort of amusing things about doing this live is people are going to suggest tracks which I can't remember, or I'm going to find tracks which I can't remember, but I've never really heard for a long time. That was from Podcast Student 14 from 26th of April 2008, which is a very long time ago, but that was a very good track, wasn't it? Very yoghurty. As Tamo would say, yes, it was, and I rather enjoyed it. I like a bit of ska punk. I don't know if anybody else does, but I do. And it's me that matters, isn't it? Hey, anyway, we've got Rowley from Dark Compass has just joined us on the live stream at YouTube, so that's obviously something different. Welcome. Got any requests, anybody? Come on, let me know. It's St. Patrick's Day, so really should play this.
We'll be right back. kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got
weird and wonderful. Marvellous track. That was the Nordic Giants, a band from Brighton, who were the old suspects. Clithers, Grumbler and myself saw live in Brighton in a small back part of the Comedia Club a few years ago. And marvellous. Marvellous. Very unusual. The vocalist wasn't there. It was a recording of her vocals, but the band was sort of dressed up with antlers and weird bear suits and all this sort of stuff. It was extremely surreal, but it was marvellous. And I think it's always been one of Rowley's favourite tracks. So nice to play that for him. And before that, we heard Neck and Every Day St. Patrick's Day, which has turned Tamo and his missus probably into a bit of a forest gig, which is rather nice. Who can resist a forest gig? In fact, let's have some more dance music, this time from Africa. Yeah, I do love the African stuff. That was Malizi by Adama Yalomba. And that was rather marvellous, and I hope you enjoyed that too. So we've got a few more people on streams in from various different places now. It's quite interesting. We've got Vince just joined us on Facebook stream. We've got on Hear This. We've got Tom Hoyle, and we've also got Clithers. So nice to have everybody here. Now, if you don't know who Tom Hoyle is, he has produced a couple of bits of artwork, at least for the Dubstep Zone back in the day, and is a long-term listener. So nice to have him here. Got any requests, Tom? Let me know. I think something like this will have some interest. So let's play this. This is something from Thousand Yard Prayer, which should make Tom and Vince rather happy. This is a very old track, the Kronk's Electronica remix of The City of Seven Saints.
Yeah.
some indigenous folk music from Croydon there, also known as dubstep. That was Thousand Yard Prayer, aka Vince, who's in the chat room in on Facebook, and The City of Seven Saints, the Kronk's Electronica remix, which is I just dug that one out. I've listened to some of the old tracks and I thought, yeah, let's have a little play of that. Very nice indeed. Now, here's another track that has been in my ears all week. I have really enjoyed this. It is a real grower. It grows and it grows and grows. So get your ears on this. This is Toello and a track, a title track of his EP called Bats and Butterflies.
Isn't coming, I'm just happy it exists, because we don't trust much and we build our defenses. I managed to drop mine a couple of times. I thought I saw you, wasn't you? Never mind, our defenses are connected now. Bats and butterflies. Bats and butterflies. Bats and butterflies. Bats and butterflies. Of a straight man, youth is green and fresh like grass. Youth is blind, but I don't care. Now tell me, my love, how am I coming through? Coming through, I'm trying to keep my spark alive for you, alive for you. Bats and butterflies.
It's not butter, can you?
Mm-hmm.
So a nice bit of jazz there, and that goes out to Omar Willie, who's not listening live, but he will be listening later on. He's from the Seattle Star, and he's been a faithful listener for a very long time, and that's a track that he put together on one of his jazz mixtapes, which he puts out on Mixcloud. That particular band, what are they called? Come on, I can find it. What's it called? Right, they are, it's from Bostian Simon, I'm guessing, and They Be Monsters, and the track was just called which is what I thought when I listened to it, so I'll have a listen to that, rather good. That's available at Bandcamp. And of course we got lots of different stuff. Have I got any drum and bass, Pinky asks. Well, I haven't got any drum and bass at this moment, but I am still looking. I have got a track called Dub and Bass, which of course is therefore excellent. It's by Burning Babylon.
Right now I don't play a time.
Very first album when he was very drum and bassy, that was Dub Massix and Please Mr. G DJ featuring Rafa on vocals. Absolutely marvellous. I do love Dub Massix and what he does. And of course, as I said, he was J&B Kings at the start of the show as well. So he gets about a bit, and I like to plays work because he's just marvellous, and I have met him once and he's a lovely fella. Anyway, before that we heard Burning Babylon and Dub and Bass, so a bit of Dub and Bass followed by a bit of Drum and Bass. Oh, I bet Miss Pinky's happy. I bet she is. Right, let's move on. We've got something completely different now. This has just came to me this week. This is from Ne Se Bat on the No Way Two Way Out record label, and it's called Nimals. Sorry, I just couldn't resist. That was Ne Se Bat and Nimals on the No Way Two Way Out record label. This managing three different chat rooms is rather interesting. I don't know who's doing what. Yes, so I'm not sure anymore whether the Facebook stream is still live, because it does say was live, which is kind of unusual. So I don't know why that is. So I'll have to go and check and see if there's any reason for that. No, it still says Facebook stream is still streaming. I can't really get enough information about that. Anyway, so that is I don't know if there's anybody listening in that, but if you are, welcome. YouTube seems to have the most people in it, which is rather nice. So I'm glad you're having listened to that. Hopefully that's a good enough quality. And there's nobody on here this dot at the moment. Oh no, somebody just popped back in. So it's probably somebody just dropped out for a little while. But you know, I wouldn't like to say who that might be. But you know. Gives you a clue. You might like this track if you're back. Clithers, you're back. I think you like the track I played last week from Sakili from the album Creole Sounds from the Indian Ocean. And let's play another one. This is called Ma Ninin.
Mole ke fe mal mama lam dalize ayo
Ninin ale Ninin pa retourner
Pour les cafés mal, l'âme n'a ni vie ailleurs.
L'inin allait, l'inin paraît tourné.
Pour les cafés mal, maman, l'âme n'a ni vie ailleurs. Pour les cafés mal.
It's your choice, Woody. You can go back, or you can stay with us and last forever.
Good heavens. Was that me? Oh, my. I am so sorry. I guess that's why they call me Stinky Pete. Woo-hoo.
Feels like a holiday in Mallorca. Yeah, yeah. Where's the sunshine? Where's my tan line? Need a second life, paradise online. No sun can kill a man, especially me. I'm a hype white African looking for a bride under blue sky. Fire the clouds and let's all get high, 'cause I wear my sunglasses at night. No good when there isn't any sunlight, and I tan naked at midnight when the air is cool and I'm feeling alright. My military gear is flip-flops and beer, and I swim in the ocean and I feel no fear. I ride a bicycle 'cause I'm too lazy to steer, and I worship the sun, so let's get that clear.
Looking out the corner, looking out for a to the sky. I'm looking out to the sky, and I don't know why. Looking out the corner, looking out for a to the sky. I'm looking out to the sky, and I don't know why.
My briefcase is a beach bag property. I drink rum from the Queen's own crockery. You don't think I could do things properly? And do it your self. My lifeline's leisure time. Sunshine, dine with some fine wine. Love to feel high from a sunny sky. Without the sun, the lolly man will cry. But I love a bit of paradise. Not afraid of hard work, but I need spice. And I'm a kid, I need playtime. You only get one life, and I'm taking mine. My concrete boots laced with bamboo shoots, and I'm bobbing my head to the sound of the roots. And I'm peeling the skin off exotic fruits. And why does life have to suck when you're all grown up?
Looking out the corner, looking out for a to the sky. I'm looking out to the sky, and I don't know why. Looking out the corner, looking out for a to the sky. I'm looking out to the sky, and I don't know why.
Was Trenton and Free Radical from South Africa, and that was Sunless Sundays, the clean edit. I don't think I've got the dirty edit, but I probably wouldn't want to play that one anyway. Yeah, that was rather good, based on a bit of old Bob Marley, of course, as you might expect. Yeah, now Tabo from the Den Collective is in the Facebook, not even the Facebook group, he's in the YouTube Facebook group, and he's having a bit of a listen, and he can't remember if I've still got the Pete Never Fails to Disappoint comment that he made a long time ago, probably about 2006, 2007, but I've got the queued up the recording I did of them, so let's see how much of this I can tolerate, or you can tolerate.
Thanks.
It's probably, I'm totally the wrong person to ask about this. It's like,
shall I ask somebody else then?
I think you should maybe.
Right,
yeah.
Stuart, Tamo.
Yeah.
Why are we here?
We're here to play a gig tonight at Dirty South in Lewisham. above and beyond that, I really don't know much myself. I'm in the kind of same boat as Mike. You're maybe better speaking to James.
He's a bit too quiet and he's a bit too far away as well.
It's right, like going to go.
He's really going to be a bit of soundbite.
You're here tonight to see the band The Den Collective you've heard so much about.
Yep.
It's good, good you can come out and see us. We do appreciate that. We really do. Oh,
no problem at all.
We hope it's going to be a good show tonight. Not much more we can say. But with fingers crossed for us, with Mike and Tamsin.
Fingers crossed is the word.
We're a fucking life. We're a life.
Oh, you can say fuck on a podcast.
Oh, right, excellent.
No, I just swear on a podcast. Yes.
We're a fucking liability, basically.
As you already know, Peter.
As you probably learnt from the last few hours. No, we're just a bunch of good time girls that like nothing better than a drink and a big man mixed with good times and music equals good fun. That's the equation for the night,
right? So tell us a bit more about yourself. So how long have you actually been together as a band now?
As a band, only about a year and a half. But I've known Mike since we're in the first year of high school.
He used to like rip me off for Amiga games.
I used to do pirate Amiga games, and I used to like rip off all my friends for lots.
No, where were you? Where were you in school?
We're in Kinross, where the big famous music festival Tea in the Park is.
So tell us where that is in relation to.
It's right in the middle of Scotland.
There's lots of people listening to this from all over the world.
It's
so.
Right in the very centre of Scotland, which is why we have a really understandable accent.
Well, I can understand it, because I've been with you for the last 3 hours.
Everyone else in the train. Hey, the whole train car is laughing at us.
They're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Oh, I might wait from Kinross in London.
We're from like the sort of central belt, and like people do actually understand what we're talking about. I don't even know what that means. In the long term, in the long and short of things, I reckon.
You were together as friends.
Well, it's kind of strange because me and Mike have been friends the longest, and then me and Andrew and Mike all became friends at school, but me and James actually grew up together. So he didn't come into the band until much later on, but it was all kind of grown up together and known each other and stuff. So.
We were like, basically, we need to get someone that can actually play an instrument properly.
Yeah, we need someone that doesn't drink very much to be in the band. That's then we'd be really famous, and all these people on this carriage would have heard of us by now.
Yeah. Oh, we already have. No, we're not really.
No. Well, I think it's time for another piece of music, so what should we have? Let's ask Smile.
questo amore buio, pieno di uomini. Via, via, entra fatti in bagno caldo. C'è un accappatoio azzurro, fuori piove, un mondo freddo.
A little bit of music, a little bit of chat, and I hope you enjoyed some of that. I hope you didn't mind the swearing, but still one of the funniest things I've ever been on when I went to see the Den Collective come down and play live in London. That was recorded on the train, and it was just hilarious. There's a little bit of reference to drum and bass. I'll try and dig it out for next week, so I'll sit there, have a listen to that. And then after that, we heard Swing Growers, a band I saw live supporting Chinese Man, the first time, with a track called Via Con Me. They've also done a rather nice version of Pump It Up, Pump Up the Jam, I think, as well. They were amazing, a bit of sort of swing. Electro swing, I think is what you might call that. So absolutely marvellous. And then after that, we heard Barbarossa on a track called Turbine, which I played a long, long time ago. I can't remember exactly how long ago it was. But it was rather marvellous, and I thought I'd play it again for you. So, what shall we have next? He says, looking through his list of stuff. Oh, yes. How about this? Something from the Pocket Gods.
Thank you. Are we there yet?
No.
Oh!
Thank you.
The original of that particular track is called Conscious Man by the Jolly Brothers, and it's one of my most favourite tracks, and I can't seem to find it anywhere online these days, but that is a dubbed version by the Lion of Joppa Dance Sound System. Joppa, of course, based out of Edinburgh, and it was on the very early versions of the Dub Zone when I first started that in 2007, and that was absolutely fantastic. So Lion of Joppa meets Jar Slave, and Conscious version, absolutely marvellous. Now, I've got one last track I think I'll play before I disappear off into the ether and you can get it back to your little lives. Let's play something from Chinese Man. I mentioned them a bit earlier. Ro mentioned them as well. Let's have this. Tams is home and he's got the speakers hooked up for the full fat Pete. Ooh. Right, get ready for this one then. I've Got That Tune by Chinese Man.
Just be ladies, that's all.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was I Got That Tune by Chinese Man, which is the track they usually play out with at the very end, and absolutely marvellous it was too. So that's it. That's the end of today's show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Will I be playing live again? Yes, I will. I'll be doing this, I think, on Wednesdays for a while now. I suspect I might have to change days occasionally, and I might do it occasionally so I can get my American listeners to engage, because it's a bit early for them. But I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed having you all along, and I'm glad you've enjoyed having me all along, whether you've been walking, listening, working, or whatever you've been doing. I will be back next Wednesday at 12 noon at GMT, 0 hours, plus zero, and available on the podcast afterwards. So until then, I'll see you soon, folks.
Pete Cogle.
It's like we've overdone it with a sherry.